master.
It is time you took a holiday. Or vacation, as they say in this country. I have arranged something for you.
But, sir...
No arguments, please. A ranch in the mountains, very pleasant for you and your wife. For 2 weeks.
But I did not ask you for a holiday, master.
No, but I wish you to have one. You leave this morning. Jacques, the chauffeur, will take you and your wife. The holiday has already been paid for. Here.
Why? All this money, master.
For you to spend. Oh. I wish you to enjoy yourself. You have served me well, Igor. Go now. Leave within an hour.
Yes, master.
So, now the game begins. I wonder... A game of life and death. Oh, Mr. Lee Masters, please.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Line one.
Lee Masters?
Mr. Lee Masters, please.
Speaking.
I am sorry. Mr. Masters, my name is Korf. You are busy? You are able to talk to me?
Yeah, sure. What can I do for you, Mr. Korf?
I have some information I wish to give you, Mr. Masters. I know of you. I have heard about you. This information is for your ears alone.
Pertaining to what?
I cannot tell you that on the telephone. Forgive me. I would rather that we met somewhere. Perhaps at my house. I can give you the address.
Why me, Mr. Korf?
Because I have been given to understand that you are a man to be trusted. I am up to no tricks, Mr. Masters. This I assure you. My address is the following. 104 Cypress Street, West Patterson.
That's very interesting, Mr. Korf.
My information has to do with the attempted assassination of the governor of New York. I know who attempted to kill him. I know where this person can be found. Well...
Okay, give me 2 hours to get to you, will you?
I shall expect you at 12, then. Thank you.
Korf. Rings a bell. Jake!
Yeah, Lee?
I want the car, Jake. Going out West Patterson way.
Okay. Say, while we're at it, tell me something.
Yeah?
When Johnny's with you, does he do anything but act as chauffeur?
Yeah, sometimes.
What time did he get in today?
Oh, about 3, I think.
Uh-huh. How do you think the case went when he went to give evidence for?
I think we'll have swung it, Jake. Get the car.
Oh, sure. Okay.
The attempted assassination of the governor of New York. And this guy has information. Sounded straight. Okay.
You want me to wait for you, Lee?
Yeah, please, Jake.
Anything fishy about this? I mean, the guy doesn't even come out and meet you.
If he's got information for me, he may be scared of leaving the house. It happens.
Whole place seems kind of quiet.
It's a nice neighborhood. Expensive. Ring that bell again.
Yeah. Can't even see a car in the drive. The garage is open. Nothing in there either.
You an alarmist, Jake?
Me?
Mr. Masters?
Yeah?
I am Eben Korf. You will come in, please. Only you.
Okay. You may as well go back to the car, Jake. I don't think I'll be too long.
Okay.
Come in, Mr. Masters. We have much to discuss.
The information?
It will be given you inside my house. Come in, please. That is my name, Eben Korf. It will give you something to go on.
How do you mean?
First, tell the man with you to go back to your office. You may shout to him from the window. It is to your left, some 15 paces from you. In fact, I shall open the window for you. Please to shout to him, Mr. Masters. Or I shall do it for you. I do not wish him to stay here, you see.
What are you cooking up, Korf?
A little game. Your hand is resting, your left hand, on my writing desk. Keep it there for a moment. You will not be hurt. You see, even though I am... You will not be hurt. I admire you, Mr. Masters. You did not flinch. Neither your body nor your hand. Now move to the left, your hand.
The bullet hole, about 4 inches from my hand, where it was.
Exactly. I am a remarkable shot. I have the revolver in my hands. I shall fire again at you if you do not order your man to go back.
Hey, Lee! Lee! Are you okay in there?
Tell him, Mr. Masters, I am standing at the window. I understand you go by the sound of things. Come to me, to this window.
Hey, Lee! Lee, are you okay up there?
Yeah, Jake.
Tell him to leave, Mr. Masters. I am serious in this, believe me.
I kind of thought you might be. Jake! I'm going to stay here for a while, a couple hours. Now, you get back to the office. I'll call through when I want you out here again.
Okay, Lee. Hey, who just pulled a trigger on someone?
No one.
Oh, I thought I heard something.
Do not try anything, Mr. Masters. The gun is into your side. I repeat, I am serious in this.
It must have been a car. Backfired somewhere or something. I'll call you, Jake.
Okay, Lee.
Good. Now we shall sit again. You can find your way back to the chair, Mr. Masters.
Yeah.
I am now on the other side of the desk, 5 feet from you. Do not attempt to kick the desk over at me or something silly like that, please.
They say curiosity killed the cat.
Will curiosity kill Lee Masters, eh?
Why did you pick on the attempt on the governor's life?
I knew you would have something to do with that. I knew it would interest you. And I knew you were a man who, although perhaps marked out by many as a possible target, would be unafraid to come out in search of information.
Okay. What gives?
I said a game, Mr. Masters. I have sent my valet away on a vacation with his wife, who is also my housekeeper. They are a little perplexed, no doubt, but then I am an eccentric man, and they know me well. They expect some eccentricity. Jacques, my chauffeur, is driving them to a resort. The house is empty. It is set well apart from the other houses in Cypress Street. In other words, your man, Jake, is it? Thought he heard something. He was standing just below the window there. My neighbors will hear nothing.
If you use the gun again.
Exactly. Now, I said I have heard of you. I have, through various channels. Sometimes you are in the public eye, but one does not glean much from that. Rather, through various sources I have heard from. I know about you.
Congratulations.
I know you. A very clever man. One of the cleverest. That you solve crimes by various means, using your mind and the facilities you have developed. Touch, hearing, smell, so on. I know all these things. In a way, I have followed you, Mr. Masters, as a child may follow the exploits of a baseball star. Now, this gun. I shall use it at 1 p.m. exactly. On
me.
Perhaps. On myself, certainly. You are blind, Mr. Masters. And that is the key to the whole game. I will use the gun on you if you attempt to leave this room or attack me. Understand?
Yeah.
I said you are blind. The game is this. By talking to me, find out who I am, where I come from, why I do this. This little game. You have 55 minutes. If by 1 p.m. you cannot give me the answers I ask for, I turn the gun on myself. There is no danger to you unless you try something to escape or to seize the gun. You understand?
Look, do we have to go through with this? I mean, if you want to bump yourself off, do it now. Why waste time? Your death doesn't concern me.
Oh, but it does. If you know the answers and give them to me, by 1 p.m., I shall not kill myself. Simple. For if you can do that, you will have shown me that there are other worlds to see in, so to speak. That a man can circumvent certain processes, shall we say.
Start the clock. Somewhere on your left-hand side, I can just hear the ticking. It's an alarm clock, I'd say. Not very expensive, made in Hong Kong, most like.
So you are what they say you are, eh? Forty-3 minutes, Mr. Masters. Begin. Why do you not begin with the questions?
What are you to me, Korf? Bump yourself off now. It'll save time and my patience.
That was very close to your head, Mr. Masters. You felt the wind of the bullet, perhaps?
Look.
I will kill you if you do not question me.
I believe you're really serious.
I am, Mr. Masters. I am.
Okay.
First, where I come from. Shall we begin there?
I know where you come from. Your accent's given me that already.
So?
I'd say Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, or Finland. It's one of the four.
Close, Mr. Masters. But you are not sure which.
You talk a little more.
Once there was a little boy who wanted many things. He saw the world around him, and he wanted to be part of that world. He wanted to be king of the world and command all its subjects. You like fairy stories, Mr. Masters. Well, where?
Finland.
How do you know this?
I know accents well. I've met a lot of people. I'd say Finland, yeah. You have a slight American inflection, but not much. The gutturals are there, too. It had to be Russian of the countries I mentioned.
But you discounted Russia. Why?
Oh, various reasons. You're an educated man, Mr. Korf.
So? Are Russians not educated, too?
I said Finland. You're educated, but there is a slight roughness in the tongue somewhere. I'd say you're not from any of the major cities in Finland, Helsinki, Turku, or Pori. No, I say you were a country boy. You got an education later.
How would you know that?
As I say, the slight roughness in the speech. Plus the fairy story you started to tell me. A little boy who wanted many things. I think your parents were poor, but that you pulled yourself up by your own bootlaces, right?
Yes, very right. In all respects. I come from Salo. I have been in America 5 years only.
Not enough to acquire a broad American. Yeah, I know. Okay, you want any more?
You frighten me a little, Mr. Masters.
I'm sorry for you.
However, we shall continue with the game. You have succeeded in ascertaining where I come from. Now, what do I do?
Korf, look, I'm not really fond of playing games, you know.
You will play them.
To save your life?
Yes, and to amuse me before I take my life, if I decide to take it.
I'm the one who decides that, surely. By giving you the answers you want.
Yes.
Now, what do you do? Is any clues here?
None. Except there are in this room certain inanimate clues. You may walk around this room, examine things with your fingers. This is how you work, not so? But should you attempt to run, I shall shoot. Not necessarily to kill, but certainly to wound. Understand?
Uh-huh. Okay, I walk around the room, then?
Do so, please. The door is locked, by the way.
You don't take chances, do
you? No. You have 35 minutes, Mr. Masters. What I do and why I brought you here to play games. Now, carry on.
Books here.
Yes, I have. Well?
So you read a lot, or you pretend to read a lot.
Which?
I guess you read a lot. A lot of these books are fairly heavy stuff. This one, for example.
So?
It and the whole line of books on the shelf here are about the same weight. Texture of the cover is the same, too. Obviously a volume of some kind.
Yes.
And if I could find out what you keep a volume of, I might know what you do.
Exactly. You have taken down and put back 4 of the books.
And there are 12 in the set.
Yes.
They all bear the same titles.
How do you know? Why did you go to the books?
It's a natural place to go. Now, this book here. It's like the others. It's been well read. Paged through a lot. That's obvious.
That is so, yes.
The title is heavily indented in the cover of the book, that is.
You can read it? But how? How?
With my fingers. Yeah.
What does it say?
Just this. Nuclear physics, right?
Right. Who wrote them?
You did.
How would
the name
you...
is deeply indented, too. It reads Yuri Rimiki. Your name?
My name is Eben. Eben Korf.
No, I don't think it is. Yuri. His Russian father or mother. You asked me why you couldn't be Russian a little way back. You got Russian on your mind, just as that fairy story betrayed something to me, psychologically. Is your father Russian?
Yes, but my name...
Eben Korf, yeah. But only for the purpose of your stay in America, right? You're Rihimiki. You're in nuclear physics. You wrote those volumes just before you came to the States, I guess.
Yes.
And you changed your name because, well, I'd say you're a brilliant man. The Russians maybe had heard about you. Oh, where is your father, by the way? In Russia?
No, my father...
And maybe the Russians wanted you on their side. But you chose to come to the States instead. And you assumed a name.
You are incredible. How
can
you...
It's just common and garden deduction, Professor.
Professor?
Yep. To write a volume like that, you must be a professor or something like that, I guess. You know, this is not really a difficult game. Your name, Eben Korff. Hardly anyone knows you. You research on your own, don't you? When you want to experiment, I guess you'd go to Washington or Maryland. But basically, you sit here and think nuclear physics.
You are right.
You got into the States in 65, smuggled in. Very few people knew, but the FBI knew, and I knew. I have a good memory. Though I didn't know where you were born.
I should not have told you my assumed name.
No, you shouldn't have. I knew roughly who you were from the moment you called me this morning.
So why? The game with the books, if you knew.
Because you needed to see me in action, didn't you?
You are clever. But you must answer the last question. Why do I do this game? Quickly, it is almost won.
Simple. You're going blind.
Yes. I am going blind. I cannot endure it. I would like to thank you very much for the amusement.
Don't use that gun on yourself.
I am going to.
Okay. Mind if I clear out first?
Stay where you are.
Two past my head. The third nicked my hand. Nice shooting. Or maybe you didn't intend that shot so close.
Oh, here. Take this handkerchief. Bind your hand. I am sorry.
Thanks.
How did you know I was going blind?
You dropped clues all along the way. Like I said, you wanted to see me in action. You convinced that a blind man can exist? Fruitfully? Give me that gun.
No. I am convinced, yes. But I haven't your... The bullets. No more.
No. You know guns. A man who knows guns never loads with six slugs. He loads with five. You did the same. And you've used those five slugs.
You made me fire at you the last time.
Yeah. Give me the gun.
Take it.
No cure for you?
No. It has come slowly. But now, very little time before I cannot see. Forever. I thought the gun. I might...
You can live with it.
I cannot.
Yes, you can.
If you can do the things you do...
You can do the same.
Lee!
Open the door for him, Korff.
Hey, Lee, you didn't call. We thought maybe when Johnny here got back early, we were worried.
Hi, Jake. Hi, Johnny. A nice trip, huh? Korff.
You do not have to worry. You have given me courage.
Yeah, well, I thought I might. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Wyk.